angel.
Hi, hello, welcome to Giving Hell. I'm your host, Helly. Giving Hell is your safe space to be a hot mess of a human while connecting to your higher self. We talk all about health, wealth, and self-love, along with manifesting your dream reality. Go ahead and rate and review. That means scroll down, give me a 5-star, let me know what you think, or whatever star you believe fits. Also, go ahead and share this podcast with your friends, because I know everybody's looking for a brand new podcast. And if you love it, I'm sure your friends will love it, right? Hello, hello, hello. I'm so excited to be back. Like, I just have a newfound love for recording my podcasts. It is something that I definitely look forward to every single Monday. Well, I used to record on Sundays. Now I'm recording on Mondays just because I have a new side gig, which is not really important at all. That's just some cash flow while I'm waiting for this project that I'm working on to be sold. So the last couple episodes, we've been talking about breakups, okay? We've been talking about ending a relationship that isn't serving you. We've been talking about how to deal with the ending of a relationship that doesn't serve you. But this week, I want to talk about commitment. And not the type of commitment that you're thinking, because I know my fellow Sagittarius just heard that and was like, ugh, that's disgusting. I'm talking about the commitment to yourself. Like, how committed are you to yourself? Like, when you make a promise to yourself, are you keeping that promise? When you say, I'm going to eat healthy this week, or I'm going to work out, are you keeping that promise? If you think about yourself as the type of person that sticks to your word, or you're trusting, or people can rely on you, I want you to think about if you can even rely on yourself. Because if you can't rely on yourself to keep the promises that you have made to yourself, you're not a very trustworthy person. It doesn't matter how honest, how much you honor your friendships. If you are not honoring the relationship with yourself, hey, newsflash, you fucking suck. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. But you're not as trustworthy as you think. And when you break those promises to yourself, you do know you're like building a routine of that. And it's a hard, or like a cycle. It's a hard cycle to break. It is hard to go from being fully aware that you're not going to do the workout that you promised yourself you were going to do, to going to, I made this promise. I'm going to keep this promise. It's fucking happening. How many Mondays have you promised that you would start a new workout routine, or you're going to eat better, feed your body, fuel your body better on Monday, the dreaded Monday? How many Mondays have you promised for yourself? If you were to take a tally, that would probably be an alarming amount. That is a cycle that I was stuck in for so long. Let me tell you, Monday was the day that I was going to get it all together. I was going to magically become like a brand new person on Monday. Well, Monday never comes. I know it comes once a week, but the Monday that we're talking about never fucking comes. You know what you have to do? Make one promise at a time. Don't promise yourself that you're going to completely change as a human being on Monday. Okay? You can say, today, I'm going to, let's think of a goal. Today I'm going to fuel my body with food that makes me feel good. I personally have like a really bad gut, like stomach problems, and I would continuously eat the foods that would give me these like acid attacks. And I would be so upset every single fucking time. And I would say, Monday I'm gonna eat better. Monday I'm gonna treat my body better. Monday I'm gonna fuel my body better. Guess what? I never fucking did until I decided to cut out the food that my body just simply is intolerant of. Like, I can't eat tomatoes, dairy, gluten, things like that. If you have acid reflux, you know, if you know, you know. But once I just decided to promise myself, today, I'm not going to eat tomatoes. Today, I'm not going to eat dairy. Slowly over time, I was able to keep those small promises because I wasn't overwhelming myself with this like huge task that I have to magically wake up and be a brand new fucking person. Let's talk about something else along the same subject. I know I have so many tabs open, but listen, when I got my surgery, if you don't know, I got a BBL. I talk about it all the time. When I got my surgery, in my mind, I thought getting surgery would change who I was on the inside. I thought when I was done healing from my surgery, I would be this brand new bitch that would go and work out, that would eat healthy, because I thought having the body that I wanted would inspire me to treat my body better. No, it didn't do shit. It didn't do anything. It only changed the outside. It didn't change the inside at all. So if you are thinking like, well, once I get this done or once I do that, then my whole life will change and I'll have this new ability to just be a brand new person, I bet you you've already gone that route and it didn't work for you. I bet you you already made that promise to yourself like, well, once this happens, then I'll be able to da-da-da-da-da. And it didn't happen, right? Or if you're gonna try this, let me just be a little spoiler alert, it's not gonna fucking happen. You have to actually make those small changes to create a big change. It is the small steps that you take that will completely change your life. So don't underestimate a little small adjustment here and there. Don't underestimate the power of, let's say you're just like not an active person. Don't underestimate the power of walking 10 minutes a day. That might not seem like a lot, but like if you commit to walking for 10 minutes a day, it's a lot easier to keep that promise or keep that commitment than it is to say, I'm going to completely change and become a gym rat overnight. That doesn't happen. The first time that I ever lost weight in a healthy manner without, like once I was healed from my ED and after binging and I really wanted to become healthy and I wanted to incorporate working out, you know how I lost 50 pounds? By walking 10 minutes a day. Starting there, doing what I could, which was walking 10 minutes a day. Of course, in my mind, had I gone the route of thinking, I'm going to get this gym membership and I'm going to completely become a gym rat and da 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 and do all these exercises that I fucking hated, I would have never gone back to the gym because I simply just cannot change overnight and become a gym rat overnight. But by me going and promising myself that I'm going to do 10 minutes incline on the treadmill, I was able to keep that promise. That was something that I could do. In the ability that I had at that time, that was something I could do. That was a promise I could keep to myself. And guess what? Over time, I lost. I mean, it was kind of rapid because I also stopped drinking at the time. I lost 30 pounds in 30 days. It was insanity. You know why? Because I was consistent. I went to the gym every single day for that 10-minute walking sesh. I didn't go up in there trying to lift 30 pounds over my head. Like, absolutely not. No, I started with what I could do. I kept the promise to myself. And guess what? It worked out. So think about all the promises that you're making to yourself that you're not keeping and ask yourself, am I asking too much of myself? Ask yourself, are you asking too much of yourself? That sounds funny. But no, seriously, I need you to have these conversations with yourself. You need to start talking to yourself. You need to start checking in with yourself. You whispering sweet nothings into your own ear is not going to get you anywhere. Okay, baby? Okay. This idea that you're just going to magically one night change and have all the motivation to become a new, a better, stronger, whatever person, it's not going to happen. It doesn't happen like that. Ask anybody who has been successful. It doesn't happen overnight. Nothing happens overnight. Success does not happen overnight. It doesn't matter if you look at all these celebrities and look at them and think, oh my God, just one day they blew up. It never happens like that. Obviously, there are people who like maybe in their birth chart, they have a little bit of extra like oomph in them. So it might seem easier, but just know it's never easy. All you're seeing are the results. You're not seeing the work of others. You're only seeing their results. Do not compare your work to others' results. Start looking at other people's work and compare your work to their work. You know, when you see somebody who has the career that you wanted, ask them what they did to get there. Look at the steps that they took. See what works for you and do those actual steps. Literally, stop with the fucking comparison and stay committed to yourself. That goes for work. That goes for health. That goes for wealth. That goes for self-love. You know, take those small steps and I promise you, you will actually change your fucking life. Literally. Okay? Okay, now let's move on to the affirmation of the week. And this week's affirmation is, I am committed to keeping the sacred promises that I make to myself. I am committed to keeping the sacred promises that I make to myself. This is a commitment. You will be keeping those promises to yourself, and that is how you will actually make the changes that you want to make. Like I said, actually, I don't know if I said this on the podcast. I might have said this on my Instagram story, but manifestation is nothing without doing the deep healing work. Doing that inner work, the shadow work, healing your inner child, all of that icky stuff that we don't want to touch, must be done. Manifestation will take you places, but when you get to those places, you are still going to be that unhealed human being that needs to heal. So how about this? How about you heal first, manifest later? You know what I mean? Like, obviously, tell the universe what you want, you know what I mean? Like, envision your life, envision the life that you want. But before you go and make those steps and focus solely on getting your blessings or getting to that, whatever it is that you want to get to, the happiness, the money, the relationship, the whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, do that healing work first. Commit to doing that healing work first. I have like a TikTok planned. Like I don't know. I just always plan my TikToks days in advance. But my Manifest Your Boyfriend TikTok is like going viral again. And something that is super fucking important that I wish I knew then, but I definitely know now, is you can only manifest somebody who is on the same level as you. So why don't you level up first so that you can get a better fucking option? The person that I was when I manifested my ex was very much so unhealed, very much so angry, very much so, just not in a good spot. You know what I mean? Like I was going through stuff. I was going through things. So I manifested somebody who was going through things, who was going to put me through things. You know what I mean? Like you can only manifest the level that you are already on. So 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, manifest greatness. Do what is actually within your power right now to heal yourself before you go in and try and fucking manifest this grand old life, okay? Because like I said, you might be able to manifest the house, but you'll be fucking lonely in that house, okay? And one way that we heal ourselves is by forgiving ourselves. Something that I am currently working on is forgiving myself. I have made plenty of mistakes. Oh my goodness. Anybody with mental illness understands the feelings that you feel after you have breakdowns. You know what I mean? Like us as mentally ill, unhealed people are harmful. And I'm saying that lightly, but it's not something to be taken lightly, okay? Like, I know that I've harmed people in my life. Like, that is not a question. Have I been harmed? For sure. But, like, my side of the street, it's a little bit messy. I need to clean it up. But I also need to forgive myself. Excuse me. I need to forgive myself for the actions that I've made due to my mental illness. You know what I mean? Like, you take accountability and then you forgive yourself. It doesn't matter if others forgive you. That's their own journey, their own whatever the fuck is going on. But you have to forgive yourself. You can't keep holding on to all of your mistakes. You can't keep living in this, how do I say it? Like, this guilty mindset, which is, I'm a very guilty person. I literally will, like, accidentally bump into somebody and think about it for days and days and days, thinking, like, oh my God, they're gonna think da 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 da. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to harbor that guilt. I don't need to. I need to forgive myself, okay? So you need to forgive yourself as well. And it is simply as easy as speaking that into the world, okay? Just like how you speak your blessings into existence, you need to speak your forgiveness into existence. So literally just say, I forgive myself for allowing people to fucking hurt me over and over again. I forgive myself for not respecting my own boundaries. I forgive myself for not being vulnerable to those who were just trying to help me. I forgive myself for not asking for help when I need it. I forgive myself for having sex with that bum bitch I don't know why I said bum bitch. I forgive myself for having sex with people who did not deserve me. I forgive myself for giving myself to people, whether that's sexually, emotionally, whatever it is, to people who were not respecting me. I forgive myself for abandoning myself at the times I needed me most. And that goes along the lines with what we were talking about last week, which is you can hold yourself up. I forgive myself for not fucking being there. I forgive myself for not being the friend to me that I needed. I forgive myself for looking to everybody else to fix me. I forgive myself for expecting them to fix me. I forgive myself for expecting situational changes, like moving. I forgive myself for thinking if I move, that'll fix me. I forgive myself. You know what I mean? Like, there's, go ahead and make a long ass fucking list. This is so healing. Make a long list of the things that you forgive yourself for, and you can let it go. Whatever helps you let go, whether that be writing it down and throwing it away, or writing it down and burning it, or simply just saying it out loud and releasing it from your soul, whatever helps you, do it. Okay. Everybody asks me, like, because for my like manifesting a boyfriend method, there's a part that I had in there where you write down all the characteristics of somebody that you want. And everybody's asking me, like, what do I do with it? Do I burn it? Do I, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many, do I throw it away? Do I don't know what other options there were. People had all types of options. You do what feels best, because your feelings are the only things that fucking matter, okay? Good and bad feelings matter. So if you need to write this all down and burn it and destroy it or rip it up or chew it up or fucking, you know, like whatever it is that you need to do to let it go, do it. Let it go. Forgive yourself. You deserve to be forgiven, right? If you're asking others to forgive you for the wrongs that you've done and you're not forgiving yourself, you're truly not getting forgiveness. That didn't make sense. Did that make sense? You're not getting forgiveness. You're not being forgave, okay? If you can't forgive yourself, what? Okay, so somebody forgave you, but you can't forgive yourself. You're not forgiven. You know what I mean? Like, you really, really, really need to think about all the things that you're holding on to. I saw a TikTok and it was actually super eye-opening. And it was this man and he was carrying all these little, like, I don't know, like little rubber balls. He was carrying all these little rubber balls and he's trying to grow, but he's showing how hard it is to carry all of these like little rubber balls, and they keep falling and he keeps picking it back up and owning it. You need to let it go. Okay, that was such a beautiful visual representation of how difficult it is to hold on to all the things that are not serving you. It is not a selfish thing to let go of things that are no longer serving you. You thinking about all those cringy things that you did is not serving you in any way, okay? You can let it go. Accept the person that you were and love the person that you are becoming. You need to be more committed to the person that you are becoming than the person that you were. You owe the person that you once were absolutely nothing other than healing and forgiveness. You do not need to be the person that you were. If you cannot forgive yourself, you will not grow, okay? And just like I said, you might be able to manifest this great fucking life, but you'll be in that mansion or in that sports car or on that yacht crying, okay? It's not gonna be pretty when you realize all of the deep work needed to be done, but you were so focused on manifesting things. I'll say this again. If you think that changing your circumstances will change your behaviors, you're fucking wrong, okay? It might make it a little bit easier to actually change who you are within in different circumstances, but you will still have to do the work to change. I am the queen of running. I am always running, always moving. I moved when I was like 21. I left my hometown. I was one of those bitches. I fucking left. Okay. Guess what changed? Absolutely nothing. Wherever you go, there the fuck you are. Do you understand that? Like, it is vital, vital to forgive yourself, to commit to yourself, to make the hard choices, do the hard work before all of your blessings come in. Because if you are the same fucking person, the same, if I don't work on whatever it is that makes me want to run, I will get all of the blessings that I'm manifesting for myself. And guess what? I'm gonna run from it. And then I'll lose it all. So there is so much work that needs to be done before I even step foot into that fucking mansion that is on its way to me. Okay, commitment, forgiveness, self-love, we love to see it. Now, this is something that I've spoken about before on this podcast, and it is that transitions are painful. So when you are making the decision to forgive yourself and transitioning into a self-forgiving mindset, going from one to the other, it's uncomfy, okay? So don't think that this, like, oh, I'm just going to forgive myself and it's going to be so easy and it's going to feel great. No, there's going to be a little bit of pain that you experience during that transition while you are quite literally ripping your soul from one reality to the next. That sounded, I don't know. I don't know if that's exactly what's going on. But you know what I mean? Like, when you are leveling up, it is painful. Think about quite literally moving. How fucking obnoxious that whole process is. Moving, like, let's say you're, like, moving into... This is actually a really good fucking example. When you start leveling up, okay, no. When you move into a high-rise apartment, think about carrying that chair up to that high-rise apartment. Like, once you get there, you have this beautiful view, and it's great. You know what I mean? You go from, like, a dingy, like, first-floor apartment to the penthouse, okay? Think about getting all your shit up there. How stressful that would be to actually bring all of your stuff up there. The process of finding the apartment, fucking obnoxious. The process of getting approved for the apartment, fucking obnoxious. The process of packing up all your shit, getting it up there, and then unpacking. Okay, unpacking, fucking obnoxious. It's uncomfortable. It's annoying, but it has to be done for you to get up there. Okay, that was actually like a really good fucking analogy. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that. Why am I like this? Why do I always have to like give myself praise? You know what? Because I fucking deserve it. Okay, and if you have an issue with that... I don't care. But anyway, so be prepared for that uncomfortability. Be prepared for those inconveniences. You know, when you're moving, there's there might always be an inconvenience. That's just my experience thus far. Something always has to, you know what I mean, not go as planned. But that's exactly what it feels like when you are leveling up. Things don't always go as planned, but I promise you, if you have faith, you will end up in a better situation than you left. I actually just shared something on my podcast Instagram, and if you aren't following me, go follow my Instagram Giving Hell Podcast. It's a quote from Gala Darling. I don't know if she actually like said this quote or if she just like took it from something else, but you get tested the most when it's time for you to elevate. Don't break. And that is a fucking fact. I promise you. Every time right before I'm entering into a huge transition, I go through such an emotion. Like right now, I know great things are coming, and I'll tell you guys about like the big things, the things that I can tell you, because like great things are happening and I can tell you, but it's just not this episode. I'll tell you about it. Maybe I will tell you about it at the end of this episode if I have time. But right now, I'm going through one of those transitions. I am so fucking emotional. I've cried more in the last, like, I've cried more today than I have in the last like 6 months. I've cried more in the last week than I did when I went through my breakup, because when I went through my breakup, I cried one time. Oh, that sounded like an evil laugh, but I cried one time. Okay. This transition that I'm going through, I know I'm leveling up because I am so emotional. And I know it has to do with like Cancer, Moon, and da 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 da. But more than that, it is this transition that I am going through. I'm experiencing such raw emotions. I feel uncomfortable. Man, it's been a week. Let me tell you. Let me freaking tell you. But it is because, I'll just tell you guys in this episode because I do have time. It is because I am in the process of getting my ass to the big, okay, so you know how, I know several tabs open right now, but anyway, I was gonna move to Texas, but for my career and for the opportunities that I've been given and been taking, I have made the decision to move to New York City, baby. Okay, I'm so fucking excited. The reason being, because since I am working in production and I am building this podcast and to be closer to the team that I'm working with, New York just makes the most sense. That is a way for me to secure my spot in this industry that I am working in. It just unfortunately doesn't make sense to move to Texas and travel for work as much as it makes sense to be where the work is at. You know what I'm saying? Like, things have just gone so much better than I could have ever fucking expected. And it's just, you know, New York City is the move. So I'll keep you guys updated on all of that. I will be definitely posting content. I'm actually going to visit New York in like a month from, like a month, I don't know, like about a month from today. I don't know why I just said a month 12 times. So I will take you guys along with me on that trip if you follow me on Instagram, and I'm gonna like see it, you know what I mean? Like, I've actually never been to New York. I've never been to Texas either. I'm just like an impulsive person, but I'm very much so excited. I am sad because Texas was gonna be so much fun and I have friends there, and you know, but like in the grand scheme of things, I kind of do have to choose my career over like a fun time, you know, and like once my career takes off, I can visit Texas all the time, you know, so it makes more sense to do it now, like while I'm in my 20s and fucking solidify my spot in the industry that I'm working in and, you know, just build my career. So I'm very excited about that. I literally can't say that enough. So a month from now, if I start sounding like a New Yorker, you know why. I'm not actually moving in a month. I'm just going to visit in a month, but I'm already looking at apartments. I'm, you know, figuring out the area that I want to live in, which I pretty much already know because I want to be by my friend. So if you can't tell, like, I need to live by friends. Like, a social life is so freaking important to me. Like, being around good vibes is a requirement for me. I cannot live alone. I'll be definitely renting a room where there's like already roommates living there, just because I don't want to live by myself. It is literally tragic. I would rather have a mediocre roommate than live by myself. And you best believe I will be manifesting the best apartment, the best roommates, the best situation for myself. And I will take you guys along with me on that journey. And definitely once I can tell you about my little secret project that I'm so sorry I keep fucking talking about, but I'll tell the second that I can tell you, I will tell you. Okay. And I think that's about it for this week's podcast. I love you dearly, as always. If you have questions, I'm always answering questions on Instagram. I don't really do the questions segment on my podcast anymore, just because I like to, when you guys come to me with a question, I like to answer it then and there. You know, I don't want to like bait you and be like, well, go listen to my podcast and I'll answer. You know what I mean? Like, bitch, I'm here to answer your questions. I am your big sis or little sis. I'm fucking here. You know, I love giving advice. I literally, if I have one purpose, it's to give people advice. I don't know where it comes from. It just, something speaks through me and I'm incredible at giving advice. So if you do have questions, I am here to answer anything that you may have, whether that be about relationships, whether that be about self-love, whether that be about manifestation, spirituality, whatever it is. If I don't know, I'll tell you, I don't fucking know. But I will definitely try and lead you in the best direction. And I love you so much. Again, thank you guys so much for listening to me. And I will talk to you guys on Monday. Bye. Mwah.